Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You know how much we love to dig into the nitty-gritty? Well, today we're going back to
Oh boy, yeah.
a pretty crazy time. Remember the whole pre-inauguration Trump presidency thing?
I think we all try to forget that.
Right.
Yeah.
But specifically, we're looking at a piece from ABC News that really sums up that whole vibe,
Okay.
especially when it comes to trade. So,
Yeah.
like, everyone remembers Trump's whole thing about tariffs,
Right,
right?
yeah.
Like, that was a big part of his campaign. And even before he took office, he was already talking about putting tariffs on like Mexico, Canada, China.
The big ones.
I mean, those are like our
Ooh.
top trading partners,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely the biggest.
So, I mean, when I hear the word tariffs, honestly, like what comes to mind is just taxes.
Yeah.
But like it feels way more complicated than that.
It is.
So,
Yeah.
can you break it down for me? Like, what would tariffs on those countries actually look like?
Okay, so imagine you're at the grocery store
Okay.
and suddenly those avocados that you love from Mexico,
Yeah.
they're twice the price. Or the parts you need for your American-made truck are suddenly way more expensive because they came from Canada.
Ah.
That's what a tariff can do.
For
It's
that.
basically a tax on imported goods. It's that simple. But those ripple effects, they can get huge.
Wow. So it's like a simple idea with really complex outcomes.
Exactly.
And you know what's interesting is that this news piece we're looking at, it ties the whole tariff thing
It's you.
to like immigration and drug trafficking?
Okay.
I don't get it. How are those things even related?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? It's almost like using a hammer to fix a leaky faucet.
Okay.
It might make some noise, but it's not going to actually solve the problem.
Right.
So the thinking was that by hitting those countries' economies, Trump could pressure them to crack down on border security and like stem the flow of drugs.
I see.
But even at the time, experts were like, I don't know about that.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them worried it could actually backfire,
Backfire how?
like create all this diplomatic chaos and maybe even make those problems worse.
Wow. So basically, everyone was kind of holding their breath.
Pretty much.
And this is all happening on a global stage, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this isn't just some quiet policy debate,
Definitely not.
especially because the source is ABC News.
Big player.
Huge. We're talking World News Tonight, Good Morning America, even 2020.
Yeah, they reach a lot of people.
Millions. And those shows, they really shape how people understand these issues.
Absolutely, especially back then.
Like everyone was glued to the news,
Right.
trying to figure out what a Trump presidency would actually mean.
Totally a time of a lot of
Yeah,
uncertainty.
so this piece from ABC, it really captures this pivotal moment.
It does.
You've got the tariff threats, the reasoning behind them, and the potential for like total global market chaos.
It's all right there.
It's kind of wild to look back on.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know what really highlights?
What's that?
Like how interconnected all these issues are. Trade, immigration, international relations.
It's all a tangled web.
And there are no easy answers.
Nope.
So it's definitely something to think about.
It is.
And you know what? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Like, knowing how complex all this is, what other approaches could we use to deal with these challenges? Hit us up on social media. Let us know what you think. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Catch you next time.
See ya.